Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z. So glad to be here. I was just telling my friend Scott Verosi, great guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, about my near-death experience today. It's got me pumped up, so I'm definitely feeling animated. Anyway, Scott, I'm so glad you could make it down because you're always so busy teaching and gigging.
Sure, sure.
Thank God for Passover.
Right. Passover is a godsend.
That's right. You escaped your students tonight.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Scott, I first met you at the Jean-Jacques Jam.
Sure.
The Jean-Jacques Jam.
The Jean-Jacques Jam. Yep.
In Pleasantville, New York. Run by our mutual friend, Jeff Hartwell.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which has since moved across the street, basically, to Jackson and Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday night, starting at 9:30.
Right.
And we were talking earlier today, and one of the great things about you, number one, you play a seven-string guitar.
Yep, all seven, yep.
All seven. So one isn't just for show.
No, I play all seven. Okay. At the same time, in a row, no.
Because I know Keith Richards only plays five strings on his telly, but he has the
sure.
decency to take one off.
Okay, yep.
So he's not, like, faking it. But anyway, you have a very interesting, distinct style. We were talking today that you remind me a little bit of Michael Franks, a little bit of Paul Simon,
mm-hmm.
but with a distinct sound all of your own, which people are going to get to listen to in a while.
Fantastic. Appreciate you saying that. That means a lot.
It means a lot, yeah. Well, it's true.
Cool.
Anyway, why don't we... You are a full-time musician.
Yeah, full-time musician and teacher of music. I mean, I have a handful of students that I teach at a music school in Chappaqua.
Can you mention the school?
Or? Yes, I will mention the school. It's called Music in Chappaqua. It's located on Greeley Street in Chappaqua, and it's just a great facility. There's a lot of classical piano that's going on there, and when I came into the school, I kind of brought the rock and roll guitar, everything besides classical piano I tried to bring into the school. And so I get all the kids who won't sit still for their classical piano lessons. They eventually become my students.
So guitar is another cure for dyslexia and
yes.
for all the ills.
Absolutely.
Today's kids.
Yep.
Kind of a rock school. Well, I was very impressed how you got your first teaching job. Now, where did you go to school for music?
I went to school at New England Conservatory and Berklee College of Music. I spent time at both schools. And,
so you did time.
I did time. Yeah, I did. I did my time at Berklee College of Music in Boston and then went right down the street to New England Conservatory where I kind of finished up my lessons.
Did you get a degree?
No. I would like to say I had, but I was pretty anxious and dyslexic myself at that time in my life, so I just took off and started gigging and stuff.
I think if you look at the graduation record of Berklee School...
sure.
And actually, a lot of people get a degree there and then find out that the degree that they got is not a bachelor's degree.
Right, well...
It's a music degree, but it's not a bachelor's degree.
True. Yep. Well, you know, it's the... Still a four-year degree, but, I have a number of friends who graduated from the place, and they're all glad they did it, you know, and they've gone on to study for their master's and stuff and get teaching positions and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can go either way with Berklee. Yes, they have a list, as long as your arm, of people who are their alumni, but who never walked and got their papers, never, you know, could have been there for 3 months or something. And that's who they consider alumni. But on the other hand, I mean, I think it does have a lot of good programs that are getting people, you know, started in their music career or their music teaching career. So I have a number of good friends who've gone through the program and are happy they did, you know.
I was just reading about John Scofield today. I was listening
sure.
to his...
Sure, that's a good example.
What I Say album.
Right.
So I checked out his website.
Uh-huh.
And
that's the one where he does all the Ray Charles And yeah. He does it with a bunch of different guests.
Yes, and he does. I'm thinking of the Humble Pie song, but it's really a Ray Charles song. I Don't Need No Doctor.
Right.
He trades licks with John Mayer, and then they go into some unison licks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it sounds good.
I haven't heard it out yet. Awesome.
Cool.
It sounds awesome. Anyway, so after you're finished with school, it's time to get a job.
Sure, absolutely. And, I mean, I was doing a handful of gigs around the area where I worked, and definitely not making rent or making, you know, enough money to buy myself rodeo cheeseburgers at Burger King or anything like that. So I, you know, went down to the local. A good friend of mine had a job as a cook, and I became a cook for a year or two. And then, I'm going somewhere with this, don't worry.
No, I know, okay. I'm just thinking. So being a cook for a year could make you want to get your act together.
Yes, exactly. It makes you want to get your act together, but that was not enough for me. I then moved to the city and supported myself for a couple years as a program coordinator, I think was my title, in a company, like a corporation. They had, and I was, you know, working with a database and all this stuff. So those two things, I think, combined, like very different things, but combined to make me call as many music stores, as many music, you know, schools as I possibly could, and try to get in as many bands as possible and try to just, you know, sock money away that way.
Well, I mean, I think you told me you went to the Yellow Pages or you went online.
I did a distance search for, you know, every music school within, you know, rock-throwing distance, the proverbial rock-throwing distance, and, you know, not everybody was receptive, but enough people were receptive that I pretty quickly had a week's worth of students, and then one of the places I was teaching, they had a wedding band. That's one of the other things I do. I spend my time on.
GB band.
General business. Jackknife, jack of all trades band. And so I kept pestering them, and finally pestered the leader's wife. And she was the straw that broke him down and made me the new guitarist in the band.
What happened to the old guitarist?
He actually is just doing gigs as local. I mean, I think he actually left the band because he could make more doing bar gigs. That's the legend. I don't want to speak for him, but it's Norm of Bob and Norm. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah, Norm.
Yeah, you're probably.
Sure. I had Bob on 2 weeks ago.
Okay, very cool. So that is who the previous guitarist was, and he didn't leave because he didn't leave for any reason except that he could actually make more money banging out, you know, doing two bar gigs a night or whatever and banging out originals and, like, getting tipped as much as he possibly could. Because, you know, I mean, I think his band, or the two of them, have a pretty decent following. And
yeah, they play
a
lot.
They work hard, right? I mean,
Bob was telling me his biggest thing is he did four gigs in one day.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. you need an award for that.
You should get one, yeah.
But I think the great thing about them is because they play acoustic most of the time.
Right.
At least they don't destroy their ears and stuff.
Right. Yep.
So, okay. Jeez. But you also do some jazz gigs, right?
Yeah, I do. Let's see. For a while I was playing... I did play Jackson Wheeler. They have a jazz brunch. I did that a bunch of times.
Solo and, or in a group?
Trying to remember. I think with a bass player a couple times. And then a couple times with... A few different singers. I don't know if you know Jennifer Bloom.
I've heard the name many times because Jeff works with Jen Bloom.
Sure, yeah,
she sang
absolutely
on his album.
Yep, and she's phenomenal. She's a great singer. She does a lot of her own original music, and it's fantastic stuff. But she's also, you know, quite capable when it comes to interpreting standards or interpreting blues tunes. So she and I did that gig one time, and at least a couple times I played with this fantastic vocalist, Jo Lawrie, this young lady from Australia, who just, I mean, the most pure, unaffected voice you ever heard, and she kind of comes out of an Ella Fitzgerald kind of bag. She has her scat together, but in a very not, I don't know. Scat singing is one of the acquired tastes in music, I think. But she does it extremely well with this beaautiful vocabulary kind of culled from Ella Fitzgerald and from instrumentalists, and it's just a blast to play with her too.
Cool. Do you have any regular clubs you play at on a regular basis other than the GB stuff?
Currently, the only place you can see me regularly, like I'm called to sub like up in Peekskill. There's a place called PJ Kelly's.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar. So I've played there. Currently, the only place that I am definitely going to be is at Opus 465 in Armonk, which is
that's Bob
Opus
and Norm 46, place.
Yeah, that's Opus 465 in Armonk. And I'm there like maybe twice a month. So if anybody wants to, they can get online and check the Opus 465. I believe it's opus465.com, and just check out the schedule, and I should be there a couple times every month.
Solo? Duo?
Yeah, I just do solo. I plug in. I have an acoustic sound built into my electric guitar.
Why don't you show us? This,
oh, well, I can't show you the acoustic sound, but...
Well, you can show us some of the stuff you're going to play, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to hear something?
Yeah.
All right.
I was listening to your CD this morning.
Okay. What CD? You mean Always... what's
the CD right here.
Oh, based on actual events. My new release.
I'll just turn it this way.
Nice. There it is. It's a good one.
All right.
Yeah, so, I mean, typically I'll do an acoustic gig, but today I'm limited. Well, I don't want to say limited, but I've got my electric guitar sound, so do something kind of on the funkier side.
Sure.
This is one of the ones you mentioned you liked. Actually, the two that you mentioned you like, you know, which is probably the two I'll play today, they're both the blues tunes.
Well, I like four of them. Leanne.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leanne, Hesitation, What I Did.
What Didn't I Do Last Night? And
Empty Blues or something. Actually, I'm going to grab
you did,
it.
You, did, you liked The Way You Wear Your Hat, The Way You Sip Your Tea.
Oh, they can't take that away.
In Memory of All
But
that.
We can't play that
oh,
one.
Oh, we can't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Cannot play that one.
Reverse that. Take
yes.
it away. Take it away.
So the ones that I like were Leanne, Out of the Blue, Hesitation, and
Didn't I Do Last Night?
Yeah, so why don't you play a couple of those?
All right, sounds good. What didn't I do last night? What didn't I do last night? Didn't I do last night? gone. Spent my money till my money was gone. And then the love got a fight. Didn't I try, what did I do last night? 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 That's an inspired tune. That was inspired by a period following a period of great, very regular late night recreation, in which I kind of overextended myself and was forced to rehabilitate for a short time. And that song is born of the rehabilitation in terms of, like, what didn't I do last night? I didn't line up shots until the end of the bar. I didn't, you know, try to get in a bullfight with a speeding car. I mean, I've got plenty of other verses on the way, just thinking of all the things. But it also comes from those late night hangs where people talk about the things they did. I mean, all that stuff is stolen. You know, everything is an actual story from somebody where they did park their car on their neighbor's lawn, where they did, you know, just, you know, come home at when the sun's coming up or whatever.
But what inspired you to pick up a 7-string guitar?
Well, what inspired me to pick up the 7-string guitar is if I would be playing a blues or something. Yeah. Let's say I'm playing a blues in the key of C or something, and I would say, and then I would get to the F chord and have no bass notes for it. So a friend of mine who was working in a music store where I was also teaching, his brother was selling a 7-string guitar for $200, and I was like, well, you know, $200 is always a worthy experiment, you know, you can usually afford $200. So I bought it, and then I discovered, you know, all the bass notes that you want to grab, they're all just right there on that 7th string.
So it's the same reason basically bass players get the extra 5th string. It's lower.
It's similar. I would say it's more. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess it's the same. It's a very similar thing. And when I play 5-string bass, I'm way more comfortable with 5-string bass than I am with a 4-string bass.
Well, it's just from Spinal Tap. It's 5 strings or 7 strings. It's
right, right.
One
right.
More than 6.
That's right. This one goes to 7. This guitar goes to 7.
Well, how about another?
How about another short one? Yeah. All right. Let's see. I'll do the other blues tune.
So Hesitation?
We'll get that, and I'll see if I can't be a little bit more discursive or abstract or something. Since I'm playing solo, I can more or less noodle around a little bit.
Yeah, when it comes to me, hesitation's gonna cost you. Yeah, when it comes to me, had me deep down inside your pocket. You had to set me free.
That old silly string.
Yeah, we can talk in circles. Yeah, we can talk all night. We can talk in circles. Yeah, we can talk all this night. Every time we started talking,
Hesitation Blues.
Talk to me about your influences.
Influences. Is that getting into Desert Island Discs? Because I could address it that way. I could combine the
Desert Island Discs. We're just running a little short of time. So.
All right, so let's combine. Desert Island Discs. I have five. Okay?
Five works.
Good. Chronologically, here's how they go. Thursday, live at CBGB's. With Living Color. Living Color, the band from the 80s. They had Cult of Personality.
Anyone? No, I remember the band, but I don't... Was that the first live at CBGB's? Because they put out a number of them.
No, this is like way... This is post... Like, I'm reliving my high school days with an album that came out just recently. So...
Gotcha.
In high school, I loved Living Color, and I was crazy about them. So then, about a year ago, they brought out this live recording of them in full attack at CBGB's.
Oh, so it's
1989. It's from 1989, like right in between their first and second records. So it's got all the hits from the first and second records, and it's got them live and just tearing it up with no holds barred. Which
cool.
is, and that band is... Like, serious.
They're
and,
skillful.
Yeah, extremely skillful, extremely soulful. So, that's number one. Live at CBGB's by Living Color. Next is a jazz record. Oh, wow, I got to go really fast. Next is a jazz record.
Like a commercial.
Yeah, called Kenny Garrett and Introducing Kenny Garrett. It was from 85, and it's fantastic. quintet album of saxophone jazz. Then we have Brad Meldow, introducing Brad Meldow, which is, you know, piano jazz. It's trio, and it's beautiful stuff. And Brad Meldow is, I think, the finest musician of currently walking the planet. Please check him out. Anybody, if you get anything from this program, check out Brad Meldow. And then the other two are the discs. It's a two-disc set, the John Mayer Live at Birmingham, Alabama, the one that they made the DVD of.
Oh yeah, any given Thursday.
So yeah,
I've got that DVD.
Yeah, and it's a good one, and it's a great set of just pop blues influenced pop tunes. So
he is my favorite musician today.
Yeah. Okay. So Brad Meldow's mine, John Mayer's yours. Between the two of those guys, you cover a lot of ground, you know. So that's that. I have 30 seconds to tell you who's in my dream band.
Tell us some people you'd like to play with.
I don't know.
You know what? Shout out the people. Just shout out anybody.
All right. Let's stick with friends. I'll have my friend Chris Baker on alto saxophone, James Betancourt on bass. Let's put Matt Dinsick on drums. And what else do we need? That's fine. Quartet. We're done.
Well, that was awesome. Right in under the wire. Thank you so much for coming down and hanging out.
Appreciate it.
You're a great guitar player, and I hope one day I can say, oh yeah, I knew him. He was on my TV show.
Let's hope for that. Cool.
We done.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can take this thing off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.